must stay ready.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll go ahead and get started.
Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day and this beautiful week coming up. Lord, I pray about our elections. I pray that our candidates will all walk in integrity. And God, that our elections go smooth. Best candidate makes it in. And Lord, I just ask you to be with our commissioners and judge today to make wise decisions for our county. So we commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
First, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out, and we'll get started. We'll go ahead and start with item number one. Open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And as always, I like to say, if it's something that's, if you get up and speak on something that's not on the agenda, we cannot respond to that, or we can answer back on that unless it is an agenda item. So, move forward. Do we have anybody from the audience that wishes to address the court or the audience in the 3 minutes? All right. Anyone from the court?
Good.
Go vote.
Go vote. Go vote.
Please,
go vote.
Go vote. Everybody go vote.
All right. If we have nothing else, I'm going to go ahead and move because we have our elections in here today, and so I know that she's got a busy couple past weeks and now a couple few days ahead of her, so I want to go ahead and move item number six. If everybody's okay, we're going to move it to the front, and we'll get her so she can get in and get out and get back to the elections office. So item number six is discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from elections from 001-808-51140 extra HEP salaries of $107,112 to 001-808-5222 to zero election expense of $107,112. Purpose to provide funds to replenish line item for election expense. Ms. Farrell.
Yes, this money was put into extra HEP salaries, but we pay our election judges and clerks and all the extra HEP that we have in elections expense line item. So I wanted to move that there so we can go ahead and pay our judges.
I mean, is this just for this election right now?
No, this is for all of it. I have three. There's two more after this. So
through November.
Yeah, and it just all comes out of the payroll comes out of the election
line item transfer. So
yes.
Moved.
Second.
Have one motion by one and a second by four to approve the line item transfer. Any further discussion?
No.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ms. Fastas, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tina.
Right, now we'll go back to item number three, discussion and possible action regarding items related to Hurricane Harvey, including updates on Orange County buildings, properties, and roads. Looking, running to the front.
Hurricane Harvey, let's see. Commissioner Beecham's office. It's going well. As y'all saw by the pictures and the emails that I sent you on the little snag that we had, other than that, everything's going good. He had 18 sheets down. This morning when I went over there and took pictures.
Oh, okay.
He should be finished by tomorrow on the flooring. I talked to him. He told me, he said, probably take him a couple of months to do all the building. The problem is right now it's working against the weather about getting the roof done. There is a leak, but
looks like
just,
you got a week to get that in.
I mean.
I know. We got some real good sunshine right now. So.
But, doesn't last forever.
We went today and put new floodlights on the exterior of the building because all of them were out, so we're lit it all up, and then underneath
thing.
The porch all the lights were out, so we fixed all that this morning.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah. Other than that, all the other buildings are up and running, good to go.
Yeah, I went yesterday to the parks, went to the went in Divider, went to look at all the different buildings that you're working on. I appreciate the updates on it. I know that it's that you're progressing well, and I appreciate that. And we'll get all this stuff done. I did have a question on the bathrooms at the park.
Yes.
The pavilions are done, but we still have the porta-potties out here. When can we pull the plug off the porta-potties again?
That would, you have to talk to Sabrina. She's the one that...
but it's all, the bathrooms are operational?
They should be. The only thing that we... the guy, there was one toilet that didn't have a toilet seat on them. We went and put that on yesterday morning. Other than that, as far as I know, Laura didn't have any other issues.
So we should be able to get them out.
Yeah.
Just paying them.
But that would be Sabrina's call, not mine.
All right. Stop and bleed on that.
Yeah, I'll call her then, because I saw that. I noticed it was still after yesterday. And I was like,
yeah, we didn't discuss anything on that.
Make it up. Okay. I just wanted to clear, make sure that we were fully operational before
yes,
we pulled them.
As far as I know.
Let's pull them.
Laura hasn't said anything different as far as any issues that they were having. And we had tested everything to make sure it worked.
Okay.
So we ought to be good.
Okay. So you're going to handle that, Sonny?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Kurt, for staying with it.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Joel is not here today, so I'm filling in. FEMA is after us to go ahead and get moving with this process.
Mm-hmm.
And so y'all had already talked about the precinct 1 and 2 roads, but now it's 3 and 4 that they are hoping to get y'all's agreement on whether you want to move forward or what. Mm-hmm. Got a handout here.
Please.
For us
doing roads.
Same percentage. This is all of them, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
But the last two pages are 3 and 4. That's the ones that early at issue. And they basically, it's about the same as 1 and 2. They had
percentage-wise, it's
agreed with us, right, on Precinct 3 with roughly 52% of the roads that were damaged. They agreed with us on the sites. And on Precinct 4... it was 44 and a half, quarter. So roughly the same for those two as 1 and 2. That's the percentage of Harvey sites that we had turned into them as being damaged due to Harvey. So they agree with about half of them. And I think Joel and I have talked about this, and we're ready to move on if y'all are in agreement.
Yeah, I've talked to them about it too, and I know that I think we've pressed them about as far as we can press them.
Right.
Without starting back over from scratch, and I don't know that we want to do that and start a 2-year process again. So, I guess if we need a motion as far as to approve and accept the road and bridge, the FEMA's estimates on road and bridge at this time, we can do that today.
Are we going to attempt to do this ourselves, or are we going to contract? Or
once we get everything settled and the dollar amount, we really don't know the dollar amount at this point. we're going to try to do all we can, and if it looks like there's no way we can do it all, we'll have to contract out whatever we can't do. You know, normally our capacity is about 20 miles of roadway a year. You know, we've been hampered by the last probably 3 years with Harvey, Imelda, and that flood that we had back in 16 or 17. So we've not had a good year for several years in a row now.
Yeah. Well, I think as far as we've kind of starting to kind of fall behind on those roads, we probably we're going to have to seriously take a look at some contracting and stuff so mm-hmm. we can get this stuff done.
Right.
You know, once we get the actual numbers, the dollar figure in place, I think that's what we're going to have to do. But I know
do we have the
that.
Materials and just not the manpower?
Well, it's at this point we don't have. I mean, it's either. Both. We haven't bought the materials for the roads, but it's just really a manpower, and you know, we really just have one crew that can do the work. Now, if you were a contractor, you might have multiple crews come in and do. You know, so you could accomplish more in the same number of working days.
Well, and I think the fact that the citizens have had to endure our roads like they've been because we couldn't do any work on them until mm-hmm. we got these approvals. That the sooner we can get on it, the better. So I think if we look at contractors, it's not going to kill us. We'll be able to do more roads.
Yes.
So I currently have a motion by 3.
Second.
A second by 2. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. So
thank you.
Move with that. Thank you, sir. Anything else on Hurricane Harvey? Any other questions for the court?
We skipped over.
I know, I see too. All right, discussion and possible action regarding items related to natural disaster Imelda. Joel's one, primarily the one, so to give us some updates, so we just won't have anything on that.
Can I ask a question about the motor?
I think you can.
Clark, on, I know we've been working on it for probably 6 months, but the bridge in Wexford and Elliott, any idea when we'll start on those again and when we might complete?
I'd have to get with Richard Strother and see if we've got everything we need to go forward. As y'all are, you may not be aware, we are constantly plagued with equipment breakdowns. And right now, I think we have probably 3 of our grade alls down. So, you know, that's the time, and that's what gets us.
It's just a concern because the last time we touched them was February 3rd.
But we went in and we did the one side.
February 3rd.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just pushing on. We got to, in my opinion, still have a safety hazard there. Mm-hmm. We need to move on. So that's why I was bringing it up.
Put an order in for some good weather.
I got 4 days.
Anything else? All right. If there's nothing else, we'll move on to item number 4, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending January 31st, 2020, and recording in the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments in the amount of $5,006,352.86. Item B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $41,120.94. Item C, treasurer's report of revenues received and dispersed in accordance with the local government code 114.026, an affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And item D, pledged collateral for a total of $104,953,728.31. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank of $95,020,369.65. And First Financial Bank of $9,933,358.66. And anything you'd like to add? All right, because there's a couple of these items that are going to have to be signed once approved, if approved.
I'm going to go ahead and approve the reports.
I'll second it.
A motion by one, a second by two to approve all financial reports. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Mr. Trahan, if you'd like to start your music now, you can.
Since I'm going to show sympathy today. Sympathy today. That awkward moment of silence.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. I know. Good. I'm so glad.
There you go. Item 5, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. $78,985.76 to United Healthcare Insurance Company from the general fund. 0011015127-0 for group insurance for retirees 65 years of age and older for the month of March 2020. B, $129,080 to Golden Triangle Landfill, Texas from the General Fund 036-953-53000 for payment to Tropical Storm Imelda and C&D debris haul out. And as follows.
Schedule of bills by fund and department. General Fund, $319,512.40. From Road and Bridge, $11,556.53. Mosquito Control, $5,724.76. From Adult Probation, $8,407.23. The Airport, $325.99. For a total payment of $345,526.91. And in addition to that, a wire transfer associated with debt service payment, $325,381.25.
Move to approve the bill.
I'll second.
Motion by 3, second by 1. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We've already covered item number 6, so we'll move to item number 7. Discussion and possible action regarding appointing a committee to review policies for catastrophic leave and parental leave. And this, we had a workshop last week where we kind of discussed some of the options that we had and some of the possibilities that we had, and I think we wanted the decision was to let a committee look at that. And so we would need someone to join that committee to review those policies so that they can bring in those to the court and the wording and everything that everybody's comfortable with.
Is this going to start next week?
Or? Well, it'll be whenever the committee decides. So the committee's got to meet. And I know we've got a smiling volunteer in the back. We have to have a committee person, so some people from it.
Someone from the court.
Commissioner Trahan volunteered for that.
Hopefully I will be able to do this because that's important to me.
Okay. So I have Commissioner Beecham, one. All right.
Commissioner Rockford.
I'm trying to answer you.
I'll do. I'll do that. That's no problem.
Okay, Trahan.
I'm on that other committee.
That's two. I mean, I have more than two. At least four or five.
Lori.
Yeah, Lori was going to do it. Lori's out. So Lori said she was going to do it.
She'll be back next week.
All right.
Becky, you want to be on it?
No, Christy's not here. She could put her on.
Yeah. Becky, you said you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
that's four. We can do that with four if everybody's comfortable with four.
I think Lori wanted five, didn't she?
I thought she was going to get
Four, five.
She had Disney on the brain.
She didn't give us the list.
There's five of Lori.
Susan, two. Yes, she
did. Oh, okay. That's what it was.
One, two, three, four.
Does it have to be Susan?
Said,
James is not on. So we have five. So we have Commissioner Trahan, Commissioner Beecham, Lori, Becky, and Susan. Is that good? It's five. And I know Denise will review the, for legal and all that. So. All right, so that's the five we have named so far. So we need a motion for that.
So moved.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
And motion by 3 and second by 4 to appoint Commissioner Trahan, Commissioner Beecham, Lori R. Duane, Becky, and Susan to the committee to review the policies and for. I will let them give those to you because I don't have their name in front of me.
Bland.
Becky, can we make sure we get that?
S-E-L.
Yeah, so that's.
Y-Y-G-G.
I wasn't even going to try to go that. Right. Spell that one.
It's T-R-A-H-A-N.
Well, I got that.
Johnny with three N's.
Yeah, depends on the day.
Let's start adding.
LSU.
All right. Yeah, that one, Becky, was tough for me. I don't mind telling you. All right, so I have a motion by 3, a second by 4. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, so whenever y'all get together and meet and then review those, and let us know so we can put it on the court. All right, thank you. 8, discussion and possible action regarding authorizing the purchase of a replacement sound system for the 128th District Court. The cost of the sound system will come out of capital outlay and a line item transfer that was approved by Commissioners Court on February 18th, 2020. Action by the court shall include approval for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. And that was the system we approved. We were hoping it was going to last long, but it's already cratered. It didn't make it. So
we're not getting the same kind of stuff.
It's a different system, yes.
Oh, good.
I don't think they make the tubes anymore.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion by 1, a second by 4. Any further discussion?
Nah.
Any opposed? All right, none opposed. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a tendency now and then. Item 9, discussion and possible action regarding the receipt and review of the Orange County Sheriff's Office 2019 year-end totals. This review will include the patrol, dispatch, investigations, support, correctional, and special services divisions. Sheriff Merritt.
Judge, Commissioners, y'all should have in front of you a copy of the 2019 numbers. The numbers just reflect, it's a small footprint of what we've done at the Sheriff's Office during 2019, just a very small reflection. There's many more jobs that are done, but these are just some numbers that were put together by the division captains over there. As you know, we got 5 divisions at the Sheriff's Office. We got a captain over patrol, captain over support, a captain over jail, and a captain over corrections, and we have a lieutenant over the special services division, which is commonly called our narcotics. So that's a reflection of all 5 of the divisions on kind of what they accomplished. I wanted to give them to y'all in plenty of time to look at in case you have any questions, any concerns, or just something that struck out that I know personally a couple of y'all have asked over the last several months some different questions about some different things. And I thought this would be a good way to kind of throw the numbers in front of you and let you look at them and see if you have any questions with anything or anything. If you do, that's why I asked the 4 captains, the lieutenant, to be here today. Very seldom, other than a staff meeting, and unless something really major happens, we're all together at the same time because we're all going different directions. So kind of now is your chance. They're all here, and if they get out of hand, that's why I got the chief deputy here, so he'll take care of them if they get out of hand. I'm sure they won't. They're here to answer any questions that are specific to their division, and who knows better their division than them. So that's why I asked them to come over in case y'all had any questions or anything.
Well, then, first I'd like to say, because I'd love for all y'all to get up and talk about your divisions a little bit and just kind of let us know, but we really appreciate what you do out there. I know that y'all have a tough road ahead of you with law enforcement, and Orange County is no different than any other county with what we have out there that you have to face every day, so we appreciate what you do. You know, I'm looking at this report over the last couple of days and seeing the amount of the work that's really done. I wish there was a way that we could publicize it better so that the public knew for sure what y'all really did out there, and a lot of that I know is behind the scenes and under the cover of getting it done, but we really appreciate what you do. And thank you for that, because it, and no doubt y'all are very, very busy. So,
there's something to point out is over 50,000 calls for a department as small as ours, and that's a lot of work for a limited number of men and women. And so, I appreciate the work y'all do.
This is just an observation, but it seems to always spike. September must be a busy month, and April and May, more than December or anything. I was kind of shocked at that.
We had that storm last year, too.
That spiked that one up. Yeah. I forgot about that. Thank you.
Yeah, the crooks are the only ones that didn't slow down.
Yeah, that's so sad.
It's an opportunity for some, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
What is shift 2? Shift 1, shift 2?
Hours.
I know. What
that's our individual shifts that we work. I mean, we have 4 shifts, and in those shifts, we actually document not only our report
what the individual officer is doing, but what the ship is doing as well. So we put it together in a spreadsheet. Then we have the total amount at the end of the year that we've done.
So what are the times of the shifts?
Usually they work 12-hour shifts, and it's rotating shifts.
Okay.
So it's not a certain time, so you can't say that shift's a certain time because they rotate through.
Yeah, they work a yearly schedule where they flip-flop working days and nights, and it's all fairly done, so it's an even amount between all the shifts.
Okay.
Anybody want to speak about your respective divisions? We'd love to hear from you if you want to do it. If you don't, I'm okay with that too. But
I will speak up. For the sport division, you'll see there that we had a total of 1,445 transports. And you probably look at the budget and see there was a large expense traveling throughout the United States. And we have been working diligently to try to acquire a new transport company because it's much cheaper to pay a company to transport these individuals back to Texas than it is to send two officers round flight tickets and hotels, meals, everything, and really hoping to find a resolution to that here in the next few months in order to bring those totals down. So just kind of bring that to your attention because that's just a big expense for the sheriff's office and the county as a whole.
Yeah. So. Appreciate that. I think I remember the sheriff bringing that up before.
Yeah, we talked about that in the past.
I get them over here and they all become bashful all of a sudden.
I know.
I'm bashful in the office. Yeah. Yeah.
It just goes without saying, I'm extremely proud of these guys, what they do in their respective divisions. We all know that we're extremely shorthanded right now, where we have equipment issues as Clark and probably every other department in Orange County, but we're working our way through it. We're going to continue to work our way through it. We got a lot of plans in the works on what we're going to try to do in the next few months. When a new sheriff comes in, we want to try to set the agency up as good as could be for the new sheriff coming in, not leave anyone in the behind or anything like that. So we got some things in the works for that. But there are just so many things that these guys do above and beyond to me, after hours, weekends, you name it, to make sure their division is run correctly and make sure it's done right. We not long had the jail inspection, and I think a lot was said about that on how proud we are with that, because we do have an aging facility, and they're able to make it work and make it pass inspection year after year. We got one of the best narcotics divisions, probably in the state of Texas. Patrol division, support, our corrections, our CID. I'm just extremely proud of all of them and what they are able to accomplish. As you know, since I've been sheriff, we haven't had an increase in manpower. I've never really come before the court and asked for an increase in manpower. But I think all of y'all know, especially with some possible things on the horizon that may be coming in, that's definitely going to be a topic that may not be discussed by me, but it may be discussed by somebody else that maybe it's something we're going to have to address in the near future for Orange County so we could stay on the cutting edge and keep doing all the things that the citizens expect us and demand for us to do. So there again, I they make my job easy, and they're the ones to do everything. So I really want to appreciate them in front of y'all. So thank y'all.
Yeah.
Thank all of you.
Well, again, like I said, I know I've had a lot of conversations kind of on and off with them, too, and have they ever been so quiet? I'm kind of surprised by that, too. But I'd like to say, too, and I know we're going to have a lot of opportunity, Sheriff, before that time comes, but thank you for your leadership over all the years and running the department. It has meant a lot to Orange County and a lot to this court for the leadership that you've provided, and I know you will continue till the end, but it's thank you for all you do. I know that the guys appreciate having your support over the years, and I know we do. And are y'all absolutely sure? Yeah, there you go. Right. So absolutely sure. None of y'all know what I'm going to say. I mean, it's this open opportunity. Nobody will say nothing. All right.
Really?
So
really?
We can take it. If not, then we can take a motion into court to accept that into
so
the record.
Moved.
Second.
I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. Again, thank y'all again.
Yeah, thank y'all very much. Appreciate all the work y'all
Everything do. Everything you do, every day.
I know.
Somebody missed
my I am too. All right, now we're back. All right, item number 10, discussion of possible action regarding the appointment of a records management director. As everyone knows, our records management director had retired, and so we did interviews last week, so we can kind of move into discussion about that.
First of all, I want to thank everybody that applied for this job and any other jobs in Orange County, because all of the applicants were top-notch, and it was very difficult for us to come to a conclusion. We had interviews. We called four people back for interviews, and we interviewed those four people, and they had 30 minutes apiece, which was ample time, and we asked questions and they asked questions, and it came down to the point where we had to make a choice, and that's what we did. And after the interview, we did make a choice because of the skills that this person possessed, the experiences that this person has had. We felt like her ability to get along with a whole department would be positive, and that she would fit in to this department. And we named Katrina Smith.
You have a motion.
You got to have a motion.
You have to make that in the form of a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you, let's have a motion to name Katrina Smith as our new records management director. Sorry.
I'll say.
All right, so I have a motion by two and a second by four to name Katrina Smith as the new Director of Records Management. The only, and we can talk about it after, because in the motion we typically put the time frame that it would start, but we wanted to allow whoever was picked until we know today, the opportunity for two-week notice so that we can start that. So if you want to kind of, if you have a chance now that you know, then you can give us an opportunity to talk about what that time frame is going to look like to start that when Lori gets back in. Okay. All right. So we have a motion by two and a second by four for Katrina Smith. Any further discussion?
I'm going to say that I think that all the four applicants, all the applicants that we interviewed, were excellent applicants.
Yes.
That was a tough decision. I agree that they were all good. I just want everybody to know that we had some very good applicants.
It was a tough decision.
Very tough.
Yeah, and I agree. It was. It's just, you know, you have a lot of good people, and we want to make sure that we, but our job at the end of the day is make sure we put the best person to move the department forward, and that's what that's what we've done, and so we're good with that.
If there's other openings in the county, please feel free to apply for those.
Yes. All right, so I have a motion by two, second by four. Any further discussion? Nope.
How do you spell your first name? J-A-T-R-I-N-A. Thank you.
All right. Now, if there's no further discussion.
Okay.
All in favor? Signal saying aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Welcome to the county.
Welcome aboard.
Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding allowing their environmental health and code compliance department to apply for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration Retail Cooperative Agreement grant funds for the amount of $70,000. This grant will focus on advancing conformance with the Voluntary National Retail Food Regulatory Program standards. Mr. Scott.
So I received this grant opportunity from our FDA specialist. In the perfect world, FDA is wanting every health department to be on the same level, so they did 9 standards that we should be trying to move towards. As of right now, we've met half of one, so this would help Our goal is to have two of the standards done with this employee. There is no county matching funds with this, so it's strictly just FDA grant.
So it's just all you applied, and it's up to you, and they give us nothing from us.
Correct.
100% grant.
Yes, sir.
So this is to hire a person?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's say that in the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
If we hire this person and the $70,000, is it a yearly grant or is it?
Yes, sir. It's yearly grant. And that's the $70,000 is for salary, training, supplies. And
yeah. But that whatever. Wouldn't and that, be until you got the $70,000.
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
And that person would be aware that is a yearly renewal.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I have a motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And James, thank you for keeping up with those kind of things.
Appreciate it.
That's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it will be. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
You do a lot, James.
Item 12. Discussion and possible action regarding the upcoming fly-in event at the Orange County Airport that will take place on April 25th, 2020, and possible compensation to potential vendors. Ms. Pillsbury.
Hey, judges, commissioners. As you know, last year it was a great event, great turnout. We had one aircraft the CAF brought last year that was the Twin Beach. This year they're wanting to bring three, the Navy N3N, the BT-13, and the AT-6. Last year we did provide the 150 gallons of 100 LL as the compensation. This year for those three, they're asking for 95 gallons altogether. Mm-hmm. So I'm requesting that we give them the 95 gallons in fuel for them to make the appearance. At
did
the
we do that last year too?
We gave them 150 gallons
last year.
We gave
them more.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We gave
them more.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. So this would be the compensation to potential vendors.
Yes.
For them to come and
right,
yes,
but it when it's potential, it could be even other people besides.
No, this one they said potential okay. Because unless it's approved, if it's not approved, they won't come.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Right. That was a great event last
it
year.
Was
and I
great
know that
turnout.
There was a lot of good talk about it and buzz around the county because you know it's another good use of that airport and brings more recognition to it.
And we're going to have more things this year. We've added a few more things.
Just for full disclosure, what are we charging a gallon right now? For this fuel, so kind of put a dollar on it.
Right now, what we charge when somebody buys it, $3.95.
$3.95 a gallon.
So
mm-hmm.
Four
cost,
times
our cost is lower than that, but $3.95 a gallon.
Okay. So move.
Second.
But so at this air show, do we have vendors or?
It's not an air show.
Too
much red tape. we're trying to add every year. So last year we had the CAF brought the Twin Beach. Oh gosh. And I think when we just had people fly in, we had I think over 45 different aircraft flying from different general aviation airports. We had over 900 public that came.
Wow, that's a good tournament.
This year we're going to have those three CAF, the RC Club, antique cars, and we're working on a few other things. So I think the Army's going to bring their trailers, some kind of trailer, but it's a training trailer thing. We've requested that Fort Polk fly in a static from over there. So just a few things that we have in the works that we've requested.
Missy, just for my information, about how many private airplanes do we have at that airport?
Based, we have 32 based there.
32 based
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. We need more hangars, right?
We do need more hangars.
We need more hangars.
Because we are
full. That's a good problem. That's
we
a good problem.
Future project, yeah.
There was a lot of children that attended last year's event. I mean, one of the things that I probably shouldn't speak because a lot of terms, but
you're fine.
Great incentive for kids to get interested in aviation, flying, and I went myself, and I enjoyed myself there. It was a beautiful day, too.
Yes.
And we had the Young Eagles come
right.
out of their chapters out of Louisiana, and they flew kids for free.
Excellent.
So, and they'll be coming again this year as well.
Excellent. All right. So I currently have a motion by one and a second by two to donate the 95 gallons of fuel from the county for the special plans.
Yes.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Motion passed. Thank you, Missy. Item 13, discussion and possible action regarding approval of a minor plat. I'm not even going to try to say that. Addition number one, property owner, Caillou. Is that it? Caillou?
That's right.
Property owner is dividing a 12.14 acre tract locating in Precinct 2 into three lots. Each lot will have frontage on Caillou Road, which is an existing county road. The Orange County Drainage District has reviewed the plat and has given a letter to the county engineer stating that they have no objections. Property owner will provide tax certification and funds for the reproduction and filing fees. Mr. Slater.
Yeah, this is a fairly typical plat. The gentleman owns a little over 12 acres. He has a house sitting sort of in the middle of it, and he's wanting to sell the house, but not all the land. So he cut out the house with 3 acres right in the middle.
So he's selling?
He's selling the house, keeping the rest of it. And, you know, we just have to go through the process of cutting that up into three pieces instead of having one large piece. And like you mentioned there, he has already got the drainage district. Since this one is so minor, we just got a letter from the drainage district general manager saying that they're good with it. And it's not in the city. Excuse me. It's not in any city ETJ, so it doesn't have to go through a city.
All right. I move we approve the minor plat.
I have a motion by three. I have a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Special pen.
Oh, we get to sign with the fun pen.
Special pen. And
oh,
fun
I'm
going
to really take my time.
You should. You should. You really should.
I am so cold, right?
I am feeling just right, which means it's probably colder than you. I feel good.
Are you cold? I am freezing.
No, it's
just right. Just right. You're just feeling sickly.
Well, I am. How many more minutes before
I can get it? I like that when we didn't have to roll it down the stalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the edge like that. Better.
That's for sure.
It's loaded.
Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 20001 road signs for the Road and Bridge Department. Action by the court shall include approval for Orange County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. Ms. Cassidy.
Yes, sir. You all have a copy of the bid tabulation. We received two bids, and the recommendation is to award this bid to the low bidder per line
item. All right.
One of the things when I read this, because people have asked me about it, what are the 1442 signs going to go up?
That's TxDOT will have to approve that first. You talking about the speed limits?
Yes.
Yes, we're waiting on the TxDOT approval.
We requested that. That'll be a TxDOT decision.
So We just have to wait on them, or do we remind them, or what?
Wait on them.
Yeah. They have to do. They have to do their study of the road.
And landing, sorry.
Yeah, it takes that, for whatever reason, takes a little while. So,
I make a motion we approve the bids per line item to the lowest bidder.
Second. I have a motion by four. I have a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Man, y'all are slow this today. Discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting at 1 and 4. All in favor?
Aye.
Court is adjourned at 2:45.